Today, from the Ohio Newsroom, a huge coin collection.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. For over 160 years, if you wanted to see some of the rarest currency in human history, you had to go to New York City. But now, the American Numismatic Society is packing up its millions of dollars worth of treasure and moving to Toledo. As part of an ongoing collaboration with Midstory, a nonprofit newsroom based in Toledo, Yaffa Siegel reports.
Coin production is down. From 2020 to 2025, the total value of circulating coins minted each year in the United States went from over $1 billion to just over $500 million, a 53% decrease in 5 years. While American coin production is at a historic low, coins are still a top priority for the American Numismatic Society. Numismatics is the study and collection of coins, plus paper currency and metals. The ANS has the most diverse collection of these objects in the United States, more than 800,000 dimes, denarii, and doubloons. But with competition like the Guggenheim, the Met, and the Whitney, the Society struggled to garner visitors to its Lower Manhattan headquarters. With their nearly $2 million annual lease set to expire in 2028, President Uta Wartenberg Kagan said they needed a new home.
But the person that persuaded me is an old friend of mine, or actually he's very young, but I've known him for a while, Ada Levine.
Levine, president and CEO of the Toledo Museum of Art, was a former Numismatic Society fellow. As a New Yorker turned Toledoan himself, he had a vision for the ANS.
They weren't simply looking for real estate. They were looking for a place that would allow them to flourish in their operation. It's not just about a building. What really mattered is where could they do their best work.
Levine's suggestion? A vacant building on the Toledo Museum of Art's campus. Kagan was almost immediately on board.
Within a very short conversation that may have been not more than 15 minutes, persuaded me of all the advantages of Toledo, which got me on a plane, and I fell in love with Toledo and thought, wow, that's a great place. And then things worked out from there.
The renovation and move to the new space will cost $20 million. But now, instead of renting like they did in New York, they own the building. And it has 4 floors compared to just 2 in New York. Those will allow for an auditorium, exhibitions of coins that were in storage in New York, and more space for educational programming. In Lucas County, the ANS will only be competing with 10 other museums compared to 100 in Manhattan alone. The ANS's new Toledo home means Ohioans will be able to see and even touch some of these rare pieces of history.
You can actually hold a coin in your hand, which is obviously for most forms of art or any museum objects almost impossible.
Kagan says coinage reflects history at specific moments in time, like the first ever nationally minted American coins featuring Lady Liberty instead of a president, or ancient Roman coins that slowly contained less and less real gold as the economy worsened over time. In leaving New York for Toledo, the American Numismatic Society is betting that the Midwest will help make these pockets of history more accessible for the majority of Americans.
It's not the New York Numismatic Society. It's the American Numismatic Society. It's actually easier to get to Toledo for most people than it is to get to New York.
And Wartenberg Kagan says Ohio deserves a museum like this.
It is really important that America looks at culture as something that isn't just concentrated. When you look at the museums in the Midwest, what they provide and what they historically were, I think this is largely forgotten. And I'm extremely interested in helping people to connect with this.
The Society's motto is Parva ne periant, let not the little things perish. It's a reminder of the value found in objects and places that the rest of the world overlooks. For Midstory and the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Yaffa Siegel.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.